Well, we've been thinking that this is a political crisis started by our former vice president and the deputy chair of the SCLM by making an attempted coup, which has brought this disaster. We hope the government team will negotiate with what was to try to resolve the crisis. So we are optimistic that it will have to be resolved by talking to each other. So the government is determined to see that this thing is resolved, because we are not interested for our people to die in a senseless war, really.
So why are the clashes still ongoing in spite of calls by the international community and by your own people for a cessation of hostilities?
Well, this is a sovereign state with the constitutional authority. And in fact, the sovereignty of this country is to be protected by the national army of this country. Now, if there is a rebellion that targets government institutions and government authority, it is the duty of that country to defend the authority and the sovereignty of the country, including the protection of its citizens. So what is happening is that Dr. Riek Sinha's the attempted failed coup, he resorted to this rebellion whereby he goes and attacks government towns and government institutions. That's how he came into Bor and he went into Bentiu. There is no sovereign authority that would accept such a thing. So the government is in self-defense of the constitutional position. And I hope the cessation of hostilities will come as a result of some agreement to be done at the peace talks, which are now supposed to be taking place in Addis Ababa. It will be on the agenda.
There are some people who criticize your government that the coup narrative appears to not have evidence to support it.
I think that is not true. It is known by all the standards. If somebody wants to change an elected democratic government in authority and you want to change that government through the use of force, that's what is called a coup. That is also the pronouncement of Dr. Riek was that he wanted to become the president of this country, and his pronouncement has indicated that. That's why now he's attacking government positions and taking over places, appointing people to constitutional posts in those areas where he has obtained authority. What would you call that? Somebody trying to change the government through the use of force. That's what it means. I think the narrative should be called, it must be called in black and white what it is. It is always known if somebody wants to come to power through the use of force, that to remove a sitting authority that was democratically elected, that is a coup. What language can you actually use? There's no need to bury our heads, especially those international narratives that do not really show the reality of the situation on the ground.
What do you think is the best step forward to resolve this political crisis, to return South Sudan to peace?
Yes, absolutely. As we said, our people have really suffered for so long during all the years of struggle. Now, all our people need now is really peace so that they can develop and live in harmony. That is the position of our government. And that's why we said that. For the former vice president, if he wanted to be the leader of this country, he would have fought for that position through democratic processes, which is the nation we are trying to build. And that is, we have an election and we have a constitution that allows any citizen to become the president of this country through the ballot box, through the vote of the people. The power of leadership in this country is in the hands of the people. Dr. Riek have waited for the elections in 2015. If he couldn't get the leadership of the party, he can even compete as an independent candidate or even withdraw and form his own party and compete for the presidency of the country. And should the people of South Sudan elect him, he would then become a legal constitutional president. So the route he has chosen, the route of force, is not advisable. That's why we say, sit down, we talk, and then we resolve these issues. And in the agenda, the cessation of hostilities is important because we don't want our people to continue suffering. That's why he's also using things like militia of young people underage, which is not good. It means our children will be dying for no reason, for a war that is without cause. So we are committed to settlement, and that's why we have endorsed the IGAD initiative, which is a regional initiative that actually resolve political conflicts like this one. And so we are committed to a political settlement. So I hope the two delegations, I'm confident, President Salva Kiir Mayardit and our delegation, look, I'm committed to this. You know, we have had a lot of militia groups who were fighting against the government. And because President Kiir has said always no to war, yes to peace, he has been having dialogue with all these militia groups, absorb them into the system, forgive one another, and we go ahead. So I can assure you we will indeed encourage Dr. Riad to see the sense, what he has done, that people sit together and we resolve this issue politically. But it must be within the constitution of this country. We are no longer a liberation movement, remember. We are now a modern state with a constitution, rules and law. We must be able to put down that foundation, even for those who are coming behind us to find it tomorrow.
How soon do you think we can see both President Salva Kiir holding direct talks with his former vice president to resolve this impasse once and for all? How soon do you think that could happen?
As soon as that is requested by the IGAD countries at Addis Ababa and by the negotiating team, should there come a time where it will now need the intervention, the write-up between President Salva Kiir and Riek Machar, he will respond to that immediately. Because with all negotiations, you don't start at the top. You start from where things can be first clean out so that people agree. There are sticking points that require the intervention of President Salva Kiir Mayardit. He has accepted that, and he has said it to so many leaders. He has even said it to the President of the United States, to Ban Ki-moon of the UN, and many other regional leaders in this country, that he has no objection in trying to talk to Dr. Riad directly, that there is no problem with that. And that is the basis by which the government and President himself has agreed to send a very high-level delegation of 19 people to Addis so that this issue is brought to an end as soon as possible, so that we bring an end to the suffering of our people.